Welcome to our podcast. This is Friends on Fire.
I'm Mike. I'm a lifelong devotee of financial independence. I even wrote a book about it.
And I'm Maggie, a newer convert, but just as passionate, especially on the intersection of minimalism and financial independence. We're one and the
same. We are two like-minded friends who believe that talking about money with your friends and family opens the door to financial well-being.
The Friends on Fire podcast is about dispelling myths, building financial acumen, and sharing your financial independence journey with the people you care about.
This is Friends on Fire.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Maggie.
Saturday?
I know. How's your weekend going?
It's good. Minus we're having a lot of tech issues right now, but it's like 99% me because I'm just having crazy video issues, not just with this, all the time. And I was trying not to take that stress into my weekend, but now I was just reminded I got to figure out something else computer-wise. Anyways, how's your weekend going?
My weekend's going very well. Thank you for asking.
I just went for a run. It's beautiful outside.
It is.
It's usually the last couple of months, it's like 90, 95 in Atlanta during the day. And it's down to the low 80s, which feels like fall weather all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It just feels nice.
I'm eyeballing my sweatshirts, looking forward to pulling them out.
Yeah. I wore a long sleeve shirt yesterday in the morning when I went for a walk. It was actually cold when I went outside.
So what's on our agenda for today, Maggie?
Well, a little topic I like to call Mike learns some things from Maggie. Not that many, but some things. Because I've learned so many things from you. And every now and then there's something where like I teach you what splurging actually means.
Mm-hmm.
And you buy more things as a result of knowing me.
Yep.
And this is one of those things. I don't even remember how we first got on this topic. Do you?
I do remember. So the topic for today's episode is around a paper-free financial life, but more specifically, using Evernote to do so. And you turned me on to Evernote. I remember the moment. We were in an offsite meeting, and we were bored and texting each other. And you were wearing a Patagonia jacket. And I was like, that's a nice jacket. How much did it cost you?
I now remember the story. Yeah.
And then you're like, hold on a second. And you went and you texted me the actual receipt from like 5 years earlier with that jacket.
Yeah.
And I was like, how did she do? She has better records than I do on her finances. Mm-hmm. Like, how is this even possible?
And I can get to them anywhere, anytime.
Yes. It was a mind blowing experience for me.
And I pulled that receipt up from Evernote. I went into it. I typed in Patagonia, Canada, because I remembered I bought it. I could have just typed in Patagonia receipt, but I remembered I bought it in Canada when I was on a trip with my husband and kids, our wedding trip, actually. So it's a very sentimental Patagonia jacket. And yeah, so I think piled a million things on you about why Evernote was so awesome and how it like 10 years prior had just changed my life. I think people know this about us. This episode is not sponsored by Evernote. We don't get any. I mean, if Evernote, if you want to call us, you're welcome to sponsor it. But just to be clear,
I think people know that we're not sponsored by anybody, Maggie.
Even when I met my husband, I learned that he also had a similar love for, I don't know if love is the right word, but
passion
for Evernote. And he and I had a particular scanner that I used that I had bought kind of from following others that used Evernote, just a really like well-rated scanner. But he had an even nicer scanner that was like a model that was specially made by Fujitsu with Evernote, like in partnership with Evernote. And it just had all these like integrations with an app and all this stuff. And I remember thinking like, ooh, if we keep dating, that scanner is going to become mine also. That's going to become community property. And it is. I'm looking at it right here, Mike. It's like sitting right over here. It is a beautiful self-fed, multi-pay, like, you know, scans the front and the back. It straightens things. It cleans. It does all these. It fixes you a martini while you're scanning your documents in. But anyways, I just remember that about my husband, thinking like he's a keeper when I first met him.
I did not buy the scanner, but I did subscribe to Evernote. And up until this point, I have kept everything. I had one of those metal filing cabinet things with the drawers that pull out and the hanging folders. And I had every receipt, every document, every financial statement. And it was very well organized. But if I wanted to go find something, I had to go like pull up my Mike medical records folder and look through every single thing and hope to find the right statement that I wanted.
Yeah.
And it was just not an efficient use of my time. And also during this time, you had also gotten me much more excited about minimalism. And so I was looking for ways to declutter. And so this was the perfect marriage of finances and minimalism that I was looking for. And it made a huge impact on my life when I switched over and got rid of all my paper and moved it all over to Evernote.
Yeah. And it's such a, like, I don't know. Did you like binge when you scanned all that stuff in, or did you just kind of do it slowly over time?
No, I binged. I was doing like 100 paper stacks in my scanner.
You can multitask. You could do that while you're, you know, on a WebEx paying attention, because it's really mindless work. You're just kind of like, you know, you're taking staples out, you're feeding stuff in, you're naming files, et cetera. So I discovered, I'm trying to think how long I have been using Evernote. So I've been using Evernote for over 10 years, probably more like 15 years. I actually, now all of a sudden, like with many things, I like to know the facts, Mike. I want to know when Evernote was created. It was created in 2002, which was the same year I graduated college. And now I'm curious. I think I've been using it since just a couple years out of college, but I have to like go back and double check. It feels like 20 years. And it's been around for just over 20 years, or just under 20 years, if I can do math. Okay, so let's talk about what Evernote is. Evernote is a multifaceted cloud-based software platform for note-taking and record keeping. It can serve a multitude of different purposes, but we're going to focus specifically on the record keeping benefits of it. But essentially, you can scan something in, you can take a picture of something, you can forward it to a custom email address that you get that's like, you know, a bunch of gobbledygook between before at Evernote, blah, blah, blah. It's a custom email address. A lot of apps have things like that. And anything you just forward to that email address, it's got an Outlook plugin, so you can automatically save things from emails. There's a ton of different kind of plugins and different embedded tools that different apps that kind of have different APIs with Evernote. You can drag and drop things into it, a ton of different things, but you can save anything.
The real benefit in regards to our conversation about maintaining your financial records, though, is that when you scan and put it into Evernote, the scanners, most of them today, and then Evernote takes advantage of this, uses what's called OCR, optical character recognition. So you might scan a 10-page medical bill statement and saves it as a PDF and you put it in Evernote. And you would think like, well, you know, I would have 100 of these things. Where would I go find one particular doctor visit?
Yeah, Mike, to your point, if you didn't name it or organize it well, you'd never find it again.
But what OCR allows you to do is through Evernote, you could type in a certain date or a certain purchase that you made. So like you typed in Patagonia jacket when we were texting that one time. And even if you didn't name the receipt Patagonia, it would have seen jacket on the receipt and Patagonia and pulled that into your search. And so It makes finding specific records extremely easy.
Yeah, it's really, I will search in Evernote sometimes looking for something, and random words will come up out of like instruction manuals that I've, you know, saved. I know we're going to focus primarily on finances, but in a way, I think almost everything is related to your finances. And I think about kind of the different types of stuff I keep in Evernote that aren't necessarily quote financial documents. Like I'll give some examples, but like instruction manuals is one example. And I'd kind of put those in a financial category, because when you're trying to be organized and take care of your stuff, then when you keep up with that stuff, you're better able to manage and use the stuff you have. And like, I have a table saw, for example. I was having so much trouble figuring out how to use something on it that I hadn't used in like 10 years. And I had the instruction manual. I could have gone and found it on like the Ryobi website, but I had the original instruction manual. I knew exactly which one it was, scanned in, and I was able to figure out what I needed to do and not have to like go want to buy a new table saw or go do, you know what I mean? Like I was able to use and care for the things I had because I have all of my instruction manuals so nicely organized. And even when I've sold like used stuff, like we just sold, what do you call it? Oh, the Bowflex, Greg's Bowflex that he wasn't using anymore. And we had the instruction manual scanned in. So to the people, we're like, oh, cool. Well, we don't have the paper copy anymore because we threw it away, but we have it scanned in. So we'll just email you a copy of the instruction manual. And it makes it like that much nicer of a kind of sale experience to sell something used and be able to give the original instruction manual with it. So instruction manuals is one category. All my taxes and like tax documents, just as they come in throughout the year, I'll dump them in a folder a specific folder for that year, so it's easy to find them. Medical records, I keep, you know, a folder and a whole section in there for that. Like receipts, like you said, I keep a whole folder just for receipts.
One thing that I also did was take all of my business cards and scan them in that way. And it allows you like search for addresses, and it has a special business card recognition when you scan it in. So I got rid of a whole pile of stuff. I don't think I've ever looked at any of them since, because who uses business cards anymore, even digital ones. But, you know, business cards, handwritten cards that I want to save, you know, a picture of, but I don't want to keep. Kids' artwork for the same reason. Like, it's adorable, but you don't need 50 pounds of it from every single year of their educational lives.
Kids' artwork is a great category. I also keep, and again, you can take photos. So a lot of kids' artwork's like 2D or 3D. It's, you know, you can't just scan it in. It's got like feathers glued to it or something, or glitter all over it.
Yeah.
And it's cool because you just take a photo of it, and there's settings, even in the Evernote app, there's settings of whether you want it to just take the words off of a file or whether you want like a proper, you know, photo of that thing. And so for kids' artwork, I do a proper photo, and I have all of my kids' artwork in a couple different kind of running files, just to give people a sense of kind of how Evernote is organized. You can have notebooks, and then within those notebooks, you can have an actual folder. And then within that folder, you can have tons of what's basically a file at that point. It's like a, think of it as almost like a Word document. And in that Word document, you can have one photo and, you know, one PDF that you scanned in or something like that. Or in like a kid's artwork one, for example, I'll do kid's artwork for a whole school year, and I'll have 100 different photos in there. And then I'll do another one because I don't want, you know, I can want to kind of separate them, but I don't need them like organized by month or anything. And so then I'll do another one that's like, you know, fifth grade, and all the different kind of memorabilia, like keepsake memento stuff that my kids bring home, I'll scan in and just throw away. Sometimes my kids see stuff in the trash and they're like, I can't believe you threw that away. And I'm like, I put it in Evernote first. It's all in Evernote, guys. It's all you need to know.
When I went through the exercise of going digital through Evernote, I literally had 100 pounds of paper that I was just scanning in. And it was all of these things that we were discussing. Yes, it's super helpful for your finances. And that's kind of like our, you know, our area of focus, but it allows you to save everything and search for everything. And it just makes your entire life so convenient, because not only is keeping paper just inefficient and messy, it is so much better to make it digital. And so you are trading something that has a bunch of downsides for something that is far superior as far as your organization.
Yeah. And just as a reminder, you also can opt out of getting paper copies of just about everything these days and received electronically. And when you do receive it electronically, your credit card statements, whatever it might be, if you want to save that stuff, mm-hmm. again, you can download the PDF, you can forward it to, you can drag and drop it over into Evernote, you can forward it via email into Evernote, you can do a bunch of different ways of doing it, whatever kind of works easiest for you. But it's just, it is such a helpful and useful tool. And it just, again, it has such nice ways of receiving and capturing and then being able to search and find things later.
So how does this help with your finances? Now, we have discussed all the time on this show how important it is to track your expenses and to do so consistently, meticulously, and for a long period of time. And one of the important aspects of this is keeping track of your financial records. So everybody can recognize the situations where having a specific financial record, you know, primarily receipt, for instance, is going to be helpful. And when you have it in Evernote, you have access to your records anywhere because it's in the cloud. So again, going back to that Patagonia jacket example, that was just us playing around. But if you had needed to know something very specific, like if you had paid something, if someone was challenging you on making a payment, if you were in a store and you were trying to return something, you would have that information anywhere as long as you had your phone. Second benefit is that these documents are protected and backed up. So when all these papers were sitting in my basement, if I had spilled water on them, they were gone.
If there was a flood, a fire, or something happened to your house, they're all gone.
If I brought it home and misplaced it, it's gone forever. This way, it's not.
Yeah. And so it's backed up in the cloud, but it's also, you can also make your own backup of it locally on your computer. You can download a backup of it and put it on Google Drive. I mean, you can do kind of multiple redundancies if you're worried about even just having one backup of it with Evernote. Another benefit, like I said earlier, is, you know, just being able to find receipts, right? So if you need to return an item to a store, you have a receipt. When you're dealing with a warranty situation with a product, you've got good records of when you bought it and you know, the original receipt and all that kind of stuff. And that stuff can save you money over time if you, you know, manage things well and keep your stuff organized.
And this has been really paying off for me because I've done a number of warranty repairs in the past couple of years. And every time I have just searched for the item and warranty, so lawnmower warranty, I came up with the original receipt. I came up with the warranty documents, which showed where I needed to call, that sort of thing. And that's also what you need in order to file a warranty claim. They will require you to show your original proof of purchase. And if you bought something at Home Depot, and then threw out the receipts, like you have no proof that you bought this. All you will have is some credit card that says you spent $200 at Home Depot at some time. But the only way really to make sure that you can take advantage of warranties is to hold on to these receipts. And the best way to do that is to keep them in the cloud.
Yeah. And like using that Home Depot example, Mike, Home Depot now has an option, or for years they have, where when you check out, they'll email you your receipt or you can get it printed. I usually don't want to waste the print and, you know, keep up with the physical receipt. So I'll say, email it to me. And when they email it to you, you can automatically forward it to Evernote through a rule, or you could just, like, you know, forward it to Evernote. I have it saved in my address book, and I frequently just forward things to Evernote. The one thing I will say is, you know, Evernote is basically like a digital version of that file cabinet that you had, Mike, you know, full of paper. And, you know, it can become like a junk drawer. And I'll admit mine has over the years. So it's a digital junk drawer. It has good search capabilities, but it also does help to actually keep things like well labeled and organized. So it's like a lot of things of it's only as good as what you put into it. But that being said, even if you're really disorganized and you're just kind of like forwarding crap there and you don't have any like good folder organization system, the search is top notch and you can search from your phone. I mean, they make iPhone and Android, et cetera, apps. I use it on my iPad a lot. I use it for like note taking and meetings. You can use it for, you know, all sorts of different things. And it's just a really great tool. I was more kind of admitting that mine has become quite disorganized and poorly labeled over the years. You can also put tags on things, which is nice because every now and then I'll be looking for something and I'll finally find it, but it had like, it was like some medical thing I needed. Like often I'm needing like my medical kind of family history, and I keep a file of like notes my mom's told me of just kind of different family medical history stuff. But it's like I named it weird, and I'll finally find the file, and then I can add a bunch of other tags to it that's like stuff that I know I would logically search on so that it's easier to find next time. So again, it just has a number of kind of great tools and feature and functionality built into it.
And I think I'm using about 2% of the capabilities of Evernote.
Yeah.
But even that, just the ability to scan and then search for stuff has helped me so much. At some point in my life, I will actually look at the little like how-to hints and tips.
Well, someday when you're retired, you'll spend
time to focus on how to use Evernote
long
better.
Days alone with Evernote. I can't wait for days like that. What I was going to say is I was opening it on my iPad. They have lots of new features now, even on like the iPad app and different versions than like when you're on your computer versus your phone. Okay. Big important question for us, since we are always pretty frugal, cost conscious. Mm-hmm. Some might say cheap, but I don't use that word. What does this cost? Like, what are the options for people?
Evernote does cost money. There's a free version. There's a free version.
Right.
We bought, I don't know about you, I bought the middle one. I think it's called Personal. It's $7.99 a month when you buy it in an annual package. And because I needed more capacity and more upload space, because the other one is capped on how much you can upload at any given time. So it's $7.99 a month. And when I tell you that it is worth the expense, I hope people understand.
that's a bigger leap than me saying. Yeah, that's a bigger leap than me saying it's worth the expense, because I would spend money on things like this without thinking too much. You would do like a cost benefit analysis and really decide if it was going to add, you know, $80 worth of value to, or $90 worth of value to your life.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed that you do the paid version, because the free version actually is pretty nice. The biggest issue with the free version is the storage space, right? Like you just don't get as much storage.
Yeah.
And some of those files and images and other things can just kind of take up a large amount of storage. And I kind of feel like with it, I'm almost just paying for like cloud backup storage of important documents.
Yeah, I agree.
But I also use Google Drive for a lot of things. And so I will say there's times when I'm kind of like, oh, it would be nice. Like I'll go to Google Drive and search for stuff and I'll go to Evernote. And I'm like, I know whatever I need is in one of those two places, but it would be nice sometimes if I'm like, could they be in the same place? Could I consolidate into one or the other? What might that look like? These are the questions that I save for someday when I'm retired, Mike. You know, I'm like, it's not a pressing. Yeah, it's not a pressing matter today to solve for, but they are the things that keep me up at night.
All right. So I'm sure everybody's wondering, like, how does this actually work? And it's really quite simple. And there's a number of ways that you can download the software and get started. We talked about the ways that you can get information into Evernote, but if you have documents that you want to digitize, there's two ways you can do it. One is that you can buy a scanner if you don't have one already. And many printers have scanners on them now, and they're not very expensive. And if yours has a feeder, you can load 100 pages at a time, just start scanning these into a single PDF.
Don't forget to take the paperclips and staples out of
Or else you'll be buying a new printer.
Yeah. It drags all your crap through and it like will scratch the scanner thing and everything.
And then when you have papers individually, you can just scan those as they come in. And Maggie, I'm not sure if you can see this right back here, but I have my to-be-scanned pile of papers on top of my scanner over there.
I have like 20 to-be-scanned piles of paper around the room I'm in right now.
The other really easy way to digitize files is through the app Scannable. And so this is what I use for receipts. You take a picture or you just... You open up the app and hover over a piece of paper and it will recognize if it's a text document or an image, and it will take a picture. And if it's text, it will save it as an OCR. So the optical character recognition PDF, and automatically save it into Evernote. So I save my printed receipts in a little drawer in my kitchen, and like every couple of weeks, go and scan 10 or 20 of these things and just save them into Evernote.
Yeah, we're actually, there's a ton of different scanning apps you can use that have integrations with Evernote or with different scanners that you might buy. And so like right now we used to use Scannable. There's some issue where it doesn't work with our scanner anymore. I can't remember what the issue is. Greg sometimes is our additional tech department, but now we're using ScanSnap, which is, again, it's the spirit of the same idea. But just it more efficiently lets you capture, rename, kind of decide what folder you want to throw it into in Evernote and all that. And it's once you get in the groove of it, again, there's like a small learning curve, but it's very small. And then it's just so easy. You can do it in your sleep. Yeah, it's actually got me like motivated today, Mike, to go through some kind of to be scanned files that are sitting around my house, because I really hate physical paper. And I use this for everything. Like sometimes I'll have like a stack of notes from some work meeting, and I'm like, I probably don't need these ever again, but I'm going to scan them in real quick because I just in case I ever need to access them, like they're here. I don't need to like reread them. I'm just going to throw them away. And if I ever come back to look for them. So I use it for a lot of stuff, for work stuff and personal stuff. So Mike, from a financial perspective specifically, you know how there's best practices of like how long you keep originals of documents for like tax records and things like that. I'm curious for your opinion on this, because I don't follow any of those rules. I scan everything and throw it away. So I don't keep paper copies of all this stuff, because I'm like, who's ever going to care if I have a paper copy or if I printed out a scanned copy if I like got audited or something?
Are you saying how long you should keep paper versus digital?
Yeah. Like if, as long as I'm digitizing it, does it really matter when they say to like keep your tax returns for 7 years?
I don't think so. Because your tax returns, the actual thing that you send into the IRS is all done digitally anyway.
Yeah. But they say to keep like your W-2s and like certain things that I guess like I receive paper copies of, I scan and then I throw away.
That's a very good question. I'm not sure, but I can't imagine that anybody is going to say like, well, this isn't printed on
this
our,
isn't the like, original yeah, W-2 that came yeah, in the government mail from your paper company. Stock. Yeah. So I say that to say, from a financial document perspective, I really don't keep, the only thing I keep originals of are when we buy our house or our rental property. I still scan all that stuff in, by the way, which is an important note. So even if you are like, oh, this is an important thing, I'm going to keep an original. Your house could catch on fire. There could be a flood. Something could be damaged, right? So I scan that stuff in right away so that I have a backed up copy of it somewhere. But I really only keep like real estate, original real estate documents and things like, you know, the deed of the house or, what do you call the title to a car?
Yeah.
Things like that. And all that stuff fits in like about maybe, you know, 3 inches of, file folder space. And I throw everything else away. Once I've scanned it, I'm like, I'll deal with this later. You know, not I'll deal with it later. Like, I don't need this now. So as soon as I process something, I, like you said, put it in a to scan file. And it's incredibly liberating to have less physical paper in your life.
So if you want to declutter your life of paper, which I think everybody deep down does, or you just want to have better access to your records and track your finances better, Evernote is certainly the way to go. And there are other ways that you can do this. You mentioned Google Drive.
Yeah.
Evernote has just worked for us. Worked for you for a long time, and it now works for me. Yeah. Thank you, Maggie. This really was a life-changing learning
moment. You're welcome for the $100 a year habit that I started with you.
That's right.
I think this episode is actually, like I said, it's like reinvigorating the passion I once had for Evernote. That not that I lost it, but just it's kind of like me and Evernote got into like a stale marriage, and like this is reminding me how much I actually love Evernote. And so, I mean, I'm gonna like go spend some private time with Evernote after this and like catch up on my scanning.
I have an idea. I think you should spice it up with Evernote and try some of the new capabilities that have launched recently.
You know, what's funny is when we were talking about it, I actually went to the Evernote website to relook at what the prices were now. And I was kind of scanning like on the homepage, and I was like, wait a minute, Evernote, like they have kind of a home screen where you can have like, you can pin notes to it and you can use it as a to-do list. And I was like, wait a minute, there's some new features and functionality here that I have not fully adopted over the years. So good to know. Let's wrap this one up, okay? Because I'm actually excited to go spend some time. I really am. I'm not even joking. I like the kids are gone this weekend. I got a light afternoon, and that's my idea of a fun time. So
right. I'm going to go watch college football.
I was just going to say, Greg's actually watching college football, which I don't want to do today. So that's like how we're both happy. Like, I'm going to go scan some papers. He's going to watch college football. Top three takeaways.
Number one, financial records and receipts are a real headache, but they are important to keep.
Number two, going entirely digital really helps to declutter your life and gives you better access to important records. So we highly encourage it.
And number three, Evernote can do so much more than just scan and hold documents. But even at its most basic function, Evernote is one of our most valuable subscriptions that we pay for.
Totally agree.
And again, we're not sponsored by Evernote, but if Evernote's listening and they want to sponsor us, we will be happy to take some money. Or free subscriptions. We'll do it for free subscription.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, Mike. Well, like I said, I got to go. I need to go spend some time with my scanner.
All right. So thanks everybody for listening. If you've been challenged or inspired by what you've heard, please rate and review the show. You can also subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode.
If you have any thoughts or questions, we would love to hear from you. Send us a voicemail or text us at 404-981-3370, or you can hit us up on Instagram and tell us all the ways that you love Evernote or some other tool, perhaps.
All right, Maggie, have fun scanning.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Bye. Bye.